deep in the heart of the African jungle, where the trees whisper ancient secrets and the moonlight dances on the forest floor, Tarzan felt a strange unease. The jungle was silent, too silent. Swinging from vine to vine, Tarzan raced toward the source of the unease. He soon arrived at a village in chaos. Huts burned, and the people trembled with fear. The giant cannibal has returned. A monster taller than the trees, with eyes like fire, devours all in its path. Tarzan vowed to stop the terror. Following the trail of destruction, broken trees, massive footprints, he entered the deepest parts of the jungle, and there, in a moonlit clearing, he saw it, a colossal, monstrous figure. Fiery red eyes glared from its grotesque face, but Tarzan's sharp instincts noticed something strange. This is no beast. It's a machine. The giant was a creation of chains and gears, controlled by shadowy saboteurs. Tarzan leapt into action, swinging onto the monster's back. I'll stop this nightmare for good. Finding an exposed panel near the neck, Tarzan drove his dagger into the machine's inner workings. Sparks flew as the giant cannibal staggered and collapsed. From the shadows, the true culprits fled, men who had built the machine to spread terror. Tarzan's roar echoed through the clearing, a warning that the jungle would never bow to fear. As dawn broke, the villagers gathered around Tarzan, their gratitude shining through their relief. You've saved us, Tarzan. The jungle is safe again. The village was once alive with laughter, and so the legend of the giant cannibal became a tale of courage and triumph. Tarzan, the king of the jungle, had restored balance once more. In the jungle, no shadow is too great for a hero like Tarzan.